The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning as we say good morning to the CEO of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Pa. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, and welcome to July. I feel like it was just a couple of days ago we were saying it was June, the beginning of June, and now it's another brand new month. This year's flying by.
It definitely, I feel like the summer months fly by quicker than the winter months.
They do indeed. A lot of things in July, including National Minority Mental Health Month. Talk a little bit more about that.
So National Minority Mental Health Month is important because it helps us to shine a light on the disparities that continue to exist in mental health care access and outcomes for people of color and other marginalized communities. So there continues to be issues like obviously stigma, and sometimes stigma is more of an issue in certain cultures, and that is typically true of minority cultures. And the lack of culturally competent providers, sometimes people don't really understand all the issues impacting some folks within the minority communities. And at CMH, we work all the time to provide inclusive care. We do training on all kinds of cultural competency. And you know, recently, I actually has been on your show too. Kevin Fisher is the state NAMI director. He also is a black man. And he talked with me recently about this, and he just said it continues to be an issue. And the biggest thing is, whether it's minority or even last month was Men's Mental Health Month, we just encourage everybody to make that call. If you have mental health issues, it's really important to reach out. And, we wish that there was no stigma in the world associated with it. There still continues to be, although I do think we're making a little progress chipping away at that.
Absolutely. Something else that comes up on the calendar in July, on the, I think it's the 24th, is International Self-Care Day. What is that?
Well, that's important, and actually my friend Kevin Fisher, I was quoting him on this too, because he said self-care isn't selfish, and that's true. A lot of times people think if you're doing something to take care of yourself when you got all these other people you're supposed to be taking care of, it's selfish, like, oh, I need to go help my parents, I need to go do this for my child, I need to do this for whoever. It's like, but if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. So it's not selfish. It's about taking deliberate steps to care for your mental, emotional, and physical health before you reach that point of burnout, like of no return, and then you need so much help. So it really is important. And some of the other days we celebrate this month, like National Simplicity Day, that's another thing. Like we know that impacts how would I want to say that? So you can use that for self-care too, because if you try to simplify your life a little bit, mm-hmm. sometimes our lives get so complicated that that leads to so much stress and anxiety. And so, we're doing the self-care. So think about it. It's just a reminder to slow down, declutter, not just physical, but your mind. So so that is supports and is right up there alongside International Self-Care Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Another day that comes up in July, National Friendship Day.
Which, Ash, that's another one that helps with your self-care, because sometimes you just need a friend, and sometimes friends and sometimes good friends can sense when you need to take a step back, mm-hmm. take a moment, take a breath. But connection is really one of the most powerful protective factors for your mental health. And we know that friendship provides emotional support, helps to reduce feelings of loneliness, and certainly helps us through tough times. Even a brief check-in or spending a little quality time can help us feel a little bit more seen and grounded, no matter what's going on around you. And a lot of times a good friend will say to you, no, it's not selfish to, take some time for yourself. Go get a massage. Go lay down and read a book and, lock your door, whatever. I mean, just whatever it is that helps you to relax, those are things that you need to think about. And friends can help remind you of those things. So definitely that's an important day.
Another important day coming up is National Hire a Veteran Day.
Right. And we do a lot to promote veterans and support veterans. We have a veterans navigator here. Her name is Wendy Martindale. We have a Victor support, a peer, a veterans peer support named Victor Polito. Both of those two are really awesome, and I can help do a lot of things to support veterans. But it's important, and one of the things, I just interviewed Wendy for another thing, and she talks about veterans, a lot of veterans they're structured, they like, they're hard workers, they're committed, they're loyal, you know, all those good things. And so it's really nice if you consider hiring a veteran, because it also provides them with a sense of belonging. All those things are critical for veterans' mental health. And we know that veterans do face many veterans face challenges when they're transitioning back to civilian life, including isolation, stigma related to PTSD or anxiety. And those are the things that we try to help support people through. And hopefully employers will take those things into consideration too and give people opportunities. So we're hoping this year and really every year, not just on National Hire a Veteran Day, but all year long, you know, we hope that people will look at that and take it strong consideration.
Absolutely. Talking with Deb Johnson at St. Clair County Community Mental Health. Deb, what's the best way to reach CMH if somebody wants to do that?
Always, you know, you can call us at 888-225-4447 or 810-966-2575 if you're in crisis. And can I just talk about one more quick thing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. If you check our Facebook page out, there's an action alert right now because MDHHS is trying to issue a competitive procurement process for our system again. And I know I've talked with you a couple of times over the years that they've tried to privatize the public behavioral health care system. This is yet another attempt to do so. And if they do that, it will have a significant negative impact on St. Clair County and really everybody in the state of Michigan. And because one of the things we've talked about this before, that the private, even though they say they're nonprofit, a lot of those private healthcare providers have huge salaries, and they need their administrative overhead is significantly higher than what we have in the public system. And so we know there'll be a significant reduction in care. For St. Clair County, that could be up to 1,000 people less served. It could be about $15 million reduction or more in services. And that's a lot of, obviously, a lot of money and a lot of people. So it's really important. I would encourage people to take a look at our Facebook, read what that's about. And if you agree, please hit the action alert and let your legislators know. We're going to host a legislative briefing here with a lot of the legislators from Macomb, St. Clair, Macomb, St. Clair, Sanilac, and Lapeer counties coming up very soon on July 14th, because we want to make sure that they're all educated about what is happening in Lansing. So, so anyways, I just would encourage people to take a look, take a read.
All right. Check it out, Deb, happy 4th of July, by the way, as we get ready for a holiday weekend, and we'll
enjoy.
Talk again very soon.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.